Yeah, I forget the next couple lines, but then it goes.
Secret tunnel, secret tunnel, through the mountains, secret, 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 secret tunnel.
So good afternoon, handy viewers, handy listeners, such as you are, and welcome to this episode 4, he said quizzically, of Secret Tunnel. I am joined once more by my good friend Mr. Panzer Harris. Hello, Ben.
Hello.
top Connor impression. Connor, of course, is still outside of the country where he belongs. We don't know when we're getting him back. I've no idea where he's not. Why he's not even here. Some kind of top secret Canadian secret agent business, I reckon.
I thought he was at a wedding in Austria, but there you go.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense.
There's every chance he's halfway down a mountain gathering speed. So,
on purpose or otherwise.
Yeah.
So we are gathered here today to discuss an enormous piece of mining equipment. It is not a tank. It is mining equipment in the form of Fisher. Or Fissure. I'm not sure. What do you reckon?
Fissure.
All right.
Yeah.
She's a big girl. Or rather, she isn't. But what she's driving is.
Yeah.
50 millimeter base of enormous, enormous not tank. So, 1-inch melee zone. Fair enough. Like, it's not like she's leaning out the hatch with a spear.
Yeah. I'm going to leap out and get you.
3-5 move, which, yeah, that makes sense. Attack 5, 4-6 kick, defense 2-3, and 2-4 influence. I imagine you're very happy with that kick stat.
Yes. same as I am slightly surprised because, you know, she must be one hell of a driver, is all I can think. It's kind of you have to pull off some awesome handbrake turn to get a kick off with this.
I was playing last night down at our local store, and on the table next to me, this fellow was playing Blood Bowl, and his orc thrower was he'd converted a lineman, and on mm-hmm. it had a backpack with a little platform, and on the platform was a goblin with a catapult. And A, that's a phenomenal conversion. Well done, that fella. Mm. And B, that's kind of how I imagine Fisher's kick is, that she's got like a little trebuchet or an arbalest on the back of her enormous piece of mining equipment, not a tank, and just sort of firing them off. Otherwise, like you say, some serious handbrake turns. Play attack 5 and a 5 long playbook, so standard. Lots of momentous results. Right.
Well, yeah, the kind of the whole, you know, the cinematics of the game for me is momentous results are the ones that get the crowd cheering.
100%.
And frankly, a gigantic piece of mining equipment doing anything is going to make people happy.
it's just whatever this thing does, people are going to cheer.
Yeah, unless it's gobs, at which point they're going to get very salty.
Nice. Momentous tackle on 1. Is it a tackle or is it just convincing your opponent to abandon the ball?
Yeah, you know what, mate? It's not worth it. You have it.
Yeah, crack on. Or 2 momentous results on the second column, so momentous skill ball and a momentous knockdown push. Fair enough. Who'd have thought this thing would have easy access to knockdown? Momentous double push on 3, again, more of a jumping out the way. Momentous tackle push on 4. This feels unlikely, but, you know, it is a guild with access to singled out from Colossus. And a non-momentous 2 on 5. It's a very focused playbook. Yeah. It's, you go over there, give me that.
And while you're at it, sit down.
Sit down. Speaking of the Guild Ball symbol, so she has a triggerable character play, either from the playbook or for the cost of 2 influence. Sinkhole once per turn, non-sustained effect, 3-inch pulse. Enemy models within this pulse suffer a 3-inch pulse directly towards this model. This model may then be placed within 2 inches of its current location. That's interesting.
I love this. That makes me laugh so much. Everybody come here. Now I'm going over there.
I get it. Like, it's kind of what she's making a hole everyone's falling into it and then she's popping up somewhere else. Is that kind of what we're to think here? And I remember thinking when I first saw it, it was a case of, oh, you've got to be really careful with this. You've got to be really careful not to block yourself in so that you can still, you know, do your 2-inch dodge. But it's not a dodge. It's a place.
No.
It's
really funny.
It's bonkers. It's absolutely bonkers. Grinding tracks is I need some clarification on.
Right.
And you know, pundit to pundit, let's see. And I have precedent, and it's not, but it doesn't give me the result I want. So I'm ruling against myself already. So grinding tracks during this model's advance, enemy models whose bases are touched by its base immediately suffer the knockdown condition.
Mm-hmm.
Each enemy model may only be suffered the knockdown condition once per from grinding tracks. And I think that last sentence is for sturdy models.
Yeah. Is there any way of getting the model to advance outside of its activation? Not that I've seen yet, but...
Well, that's a good point, yeah. It is a sustained effect. It is a sustained effect.
Yeah, so if you had a model that could make it advance in some way...
I will come back to that in a second. So, cast your mind back to Jack Straw.
Mm-hmm.
So Jack Straw has all of his placement effects and gets place to place in front of... or next to a harvest marker, in contact with the harvest marker. If he then sprints away from that harvest marker, it was ruled by the Lawyers Guild, that does not count as sprinting over the harvest marker. So the harvest marker is not removed. You with me?
Yep.
Grinding tracks. So if I use sinkhole, and I pull everyone in, and I place myself within 2 inches, and that happens to be in base-to-base contact with a whole bunch of models... perhaps those ones that I've just pulled in, activate grinding tracks and move away as part of my advance. I'm in base-to-base contact with them. It is during a model's advance. Do I knock them down as I leave? And I don't know
the
answer.
That's the problem. I can see both arguments for that one.
Yeah, so because with the Jack Straw thing, it's the requirement is you sprint over the harvest marker. Whereas there is no, it's not, grinding tracks is not during this model's advances, any models that you would pass through, because, you know, you can't do that, are knocked over. So it's weird, because the Jack Straw harvest marker argument is the closest thing, but I don't think it's the same thing.
No, I look at it along the lines of, in spot I was playing Wrecker yesterday, battering ram or beardering ram to make you happier.
Thank you.
It's you've just got to touch the base during the advance.
Exactly.
So I'd guess at the start of the advance, are you touching the base? Yes. Therefore, over you go.
Down you go.
That's the argument I'd make anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And I agree with you. And that makes this model, if you are paying attention, immune to parting blows.
Not from sturdy models, though.
Not from sturdy models. No, absolutely not from sturdy models. Where you need to be careful, and you've put this idea in my head, is, of course, when you're playing people like me, whose most favourite thing in the world is to use lure or puppet master to make you come to me so I can smash out of you. Now, if you have activated Fisher earlier on in the turn and put up grinding tracks and have your own models next to them, when she's puppet mastered or lured, you're going to knock down your own team.
You hideous, hideous NPE.
I'm not a hideous. Like, I'm telling people not to do this. Like, these are things you need.
Listens.
Hey, lots of people listen. Oh, sorry, I see what you mean. Like, this is a real thing. When you activate grinding tracks, if I lure or rough seas or all, not rough seas, but a drag. I think it's purely lure and puppet master. All of these things, when I move your model, you are friendly to my team. And in this game, unlike other games that we've played, friendliness is a binary state. Like, there is no, you can't be both friendly and unfriendly, like in certain other clunky games we've used to play. So if you've activated grinding tracks and you've got some, and I can move your Fisher through your dudes, I'm going to. So don't give me the chance. There we go. That's what I'm going to say.
I'm going to forget all about it. Then I'm going to play you, and it's going to cost me a lot. And I'm going to flip the table.
That's funny because it's true. That's exactly what's going to happen. You're going to forget everything.
I can see it already.
Yep. I'm going to go, hey, do you remember when we talked for 10 minutes about this on Beardpod, Gilball videos for your ears? And he's like, oh, piteous MPE. Secret Tunnel, naturally. You're coming with me once per turn before this model is placed. It may choose a friendly model within its melee zone after this model is placed. The chosen model is placed within this model's melee zone. That's nice, because it doesn't state which place.
Exactly.
So it could be Secret Tunnel, it could be Sinkhole. Mm.
That's one way to get your striker disengaged from a rock.
Yep. It also says, it doesn't say once per turn during this model's activation. Mm. And I can't remember off the top of my head if the other models within guilds can move Fisher as a place. We're gonna have a chat about Shaft and Mule in a second anyway, on what to the handy listeners will be different podcasts, but to us will be in 2 minutes.
Blade and Fuse can't do it.
Shaft's legendary.
Yep.
So it's once per turn you're coming with me. It's not once per turn per activation. And it's a passive trait. It's not an active trait. So you don't have to activate it. There's lots of places where you're coming with me could be used.
Mm.
So we'll discuss that in the Shaft episode, I think. That's probably a better way of doing it. She has her own legendary. Which is the mother of all kill the balls.
Yes.
That's huge. I mean, which is probably why it's a legendary.
Mm.
She's not unkillable.
No, but then again, it's a piece of, because I've read the background fluff.
Mm.
It's portrayed as this temperamental piece of equipment.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
So for example, Boar charging at it with an enormous axe, he's going to inconvenience it, whatever it is, I think.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I think it's fair play.
And of course, as a Def 2 model, it's going to be giving up dice really, really easily.
Yeah.
An armor 3. All right, armor 3 is nice, but there's a lot of anatomical and ways of getting around armor in the game, whether it's weak point or anything like that. Cena's going to have a field day with this thing. Absolute field day, because he can, get anatomical and to chip that armor down, and then just have all the dice in the world and ruin those 20 health. And as soon as this thing is dead, it is going to be a long time before it's back into any serious place on the pitch. I mean, yes. Secret Tunnel is fantastic, and arguably Fisher has the best. Utilization of Secret Tunnel being a 50 mil base, and therefore will place further than any other model in guild, as she's the only 50 mil. But still, when this model gets taken out, and against any serious beating team, it will get taken out. It's going to be a while without using Sinkhole, without using influence to sprint and get this model back into contention. You could be seeing it being irrelevant for quite a while.
I'm not sure I'd agree. I think if you need it to be relevant, you can bring it back. Let's say you put the 2 influence on it for Sinkhole. That's the 2-inch place. So what's that? Probably 3.5 inches, given it's a 50 mil base.
Yep.
Then you've got another 2-inch place plus 50 mil for Sinkhole, and then you've got your 3-inch or your 5-inch. That's a pretty big amount of table you've just covered there.
No, fair.
So yeah, that's the thing with this guild in particular. The movement stats don't look that great, but then you start adding it all up.
Yeah, it sort of chips away at you, doesn't it?
Mm.
I was a little surprised not to see like a Layman Russ you know, we've all got a 40k heritage style rule of it's going this speed.
Yeah,
it's got a 3-inch jog. You're not doing anything to that. Yeah, I wouldn't have been surprised to have seen that. Because a union team with Harry and Minx can effectively make this thing move zero. I don't think any other guild has access to both snare and burning. Hunters certainly don't, thankfully. But yeah, so yeah. So whilst you can get it back in, it is going to take investment, but you know, it is worth doing because it is a very nice piece. Grinding tracks especially, careful now, I will make use of it. But what's it for? Is it just ball retrieval and pushing things out of the way? Is this the thing that clears the way for your goal scorers to go through?
Well, that was my kind of my take having looked at the cards, is that this isn't a team that, you know, you look at your typical Guild Ball football teams at the moment. You look at your fishermen, you look at your alchemists, you look at your order, your strikers dodge round things. Then you look at these lunatics and they go straight through you.
Yeah.
They batter you out of the way. They drag you one way or the other. You know, there's not a lot of dodging going on here. So I think Fisher, you know, the key thing on her card, I think, is Sinkhole. Because you can, you know, if there's a scrum forming, you drag it all towards her, and then you move her and the ball carrier over there, and then you carry on going. So I think that's where you see her. You know, she's by no means an auto take, which is good to see. But, you know, in terms of a specific role, I think she's definitely got one.
Yeah, no. Lovely model, lovely design. Look forward to seeing her on the pitch. Really glad she's still got that human keyword. That means I can somehow fit her in the casket.
That's going to be a very big box.
I mean, transcendental subspace, it's fine. I'm sure casket's a big brave boy. He'll make it work. So until next time, handy viewers such as you are, I need a better outro. Born underground, suffer from a teeth of stone, raised in the dark, the safety